Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media, and we're going to look at all the chaos around us and try to make sense out of it. Now, we just uploaded a fantastic video. Douglas did one on crystals and the process of ascension. I recommend that you watch this. It's on his YouTube channel, where we don't say any of these trigger words that would get us kicked off. But still, it's very important information if you are working on your own personal plan of ascension. Douglas, we're going to get started. So you've got a lot of topics you want to cover today. What's top of your list?
Well, first off, we've been asked by the Earl of Columbus, Sir Lord Michael McKibben, to address what I have addressed repeatedly, which is the charts that you can find on the CDC site, because we're living in the age of chaos. It's really, in America, it's chaos, Marxism, as I like to call it. But as Cliff High calls it, it's the land of woo, right? And he loves to use that phrase. And I don't know if that, I know what he means by it, but it's like woo-woo. It's like, really, I would substitute the words caca, because when you go to the CDC site, you're going to see some amazing things. I'm going to go over that. I'm going to go over a few references to astrology, because people are all worried about the astrology. I'm going to go over the Maunder Minimum, the fact that we had the first cyclone ever to appear in the Western Hemisphere in Hurricane Alley, and a few other things like that. So, Betsy, what do you want to talk about first?
Well, I want to thank Judy for sending me the weather updates. She is living in Florida, so she knows what's going on down there. And she was shocked to see that there seems to be something like a hurricane developing in the Gulf, but it's not a hurricane because it's going the opposite direction. So in that case, it would be a cyclone, or a cyclone in the making. And when I look at that, coupled with some other things that I saw this week with the flooding that's going around worldwide, and then on the West Coast, we have the droughts. I'm wondering, Douglas, are we looking at a pole shift on the planet right now?
Well, you know, that's highly likely. Now, pole shift doesn't have to be so dramatic that it changes the entire structure, geological structure of the Earth. But the sun, every 11 to 22 years, you know, in a sun cycle of 11 years or 22 years or bigger cycles, does change its poles. And we on Earth have had our poles changed at least three or four times. Paleomagnetism has demonstrated that. But what's happening now is we are looking at another Maunder Minimum, and I'll describe that in a minute, but basically it's a solar minimum cycle where the sunspots go down to the smallest amount, in usually over a period of three or four sun cycles. And what we're looking at here is an amazing thing. You had posted on Gab recently an article about the fact that in Hurricane Alley, there are no hurricanes being formed. That may be the first time in history that I have ever seen that that's the case. A few years ago, we had so many that we actually had hurricanes with multiple hurricane eyes in them. One hurricane had eight eyes in it. Again, unprecedented. Now we're seeing that it's completely blank. Not only that, as you say, we are seeing the possibility of a beginning of a cyclone in the Western Hemisphere. Cyclones happen in the Eastern Hemisphere and create the monsoons in India and other weather cycles that people live by. Here in the Western Hemisphere, we have a cycle of hurricanes that are seasonal. And if you live in Florida like you have, you expect that. You just know, you know, there's going to be times. As a matter of fact, a few years ago, we had times that people in Florida, again and again, had to exit their homes and go north because of the threat of hurricanes reaching landfall. So right now, we have no hurricanes, and we're seeing the first cyclone ever in history. Well, that is in the same area where geomagnetism has been depleted to the point that it is shocking. And if you go even further south than that, off the coast of South America, you'll see that the magnetic anomalies, the geomagnetism of the Earth, seems to be waning. Now, people would normally say, and they will, because they're very alarmists, that this means we're going to have a pole shift. And then they'd point at the Chandler wobble, which means that the north magnetic pole of the Earth is migrating faster than it ever has in recorded history, as long as we've been recording such things. And so it has gone in just a short period of time, geologically speaking, from Greenland all the way over to beyond Baffin Island to Ellesmere Island, and now it's headed towards Russia. And it's moving very quickly. Now, what causes that are the same things that cause these extreme weather patterns and cause hurricanes to be formed. And that is created by the nine ocean currents, or there's debate how many there are, but basically the ocean currents. And all you have to do is change an ocean current by a quarter of a degree, and you can create incredible weather patterns, strange, unusual, anomalous weather patterns. So all of this is happening right now. And then people would say, well, but it's the chemtrails that have been used in California that are creating the drought. And then those chemtrails don't effectively bring water to California. They drift to the east and they bring flooding to the east. We're looking at flooding in China, unprecedented, absolute unprecedented. I think they are saying it's a 200-year worst flooding in 200 years in Europe, Western Germany and Belgium and other places. And it looks horrifying. Some dams in China have broken. And of course, last year, I think it was that the Seven Gorges Dam overflowed, and they were wondering whether it would break also. Well, it flooded. And of course, the Chinese lost tremendous amount of arable land. So again, a tremendous disaster. China never tells us the truth. So they're not telling us that, of course, their grain and their food production has been harmed dramatically. In Europe, the railways, the tracks, have been so messed up by these astounding flooding situations and mudslides that they're saying that it's going to take a long, long time, years and years, to get the trains moving again in Europe. And as anyone knows who is European or has ever been there, their life blood is the railway. And so it's absolutely a disaster. Here in where we live, it has been raining as if we should start to go out and build a Noah's Ark. It's really extraordinary. And people are going crazy. Or like Intellectual Froglegs said the other day, we feel like we're the third monkey on the ramp entering Noah's Ark. Now, if you understand that there's only supposed to be two monkeys, so I laughed really hard about that one, but that is what we're in. We are in serious woo. We are in serious chaos, and we need to make order of the chaos. So here's how the order comes. Chaos is a part of metamorphosis. Take a caterpillar, turns into a cocoon, a chrysalis, and then turns into a butterfly. When it's in the chrysalis, completely turns into fluid, loses its form, reshapes its form, and comes out in a magnificent form. We're in the chrysalis now, folks. We are in the cocoon. We are in the age of chaos. And particularly here in America, when you're looking at the fraudulent election results, when you're looking at Hyden Biden and whether or not he's actually the Biden, look at his earlobes. There's two Bidens now, unless he is able to pull his ears off and put on new ears. You can just look at him and look at his behavior. It's very much like when Hildebeest Clinton would walk into her New York apartment and walk out 30 years younger. People said it was kuru, that she was actually a cannibal or using baby's blood. No, take a close look. Look at her earlobes. You can see that they have doubles. But throughout the whole world, there's doubles for many of the great leaders of countries all over.
This is really, these are all distractions. They're put there to keep us from looking at the grand agenda that's going down. The whole world is going to be reset with the financial crash. They're injecting junk in people's bloodstream that's going to change them from being a human to some kind of transhuman zombie. What we're looking at is genocide. We called it out back in 2020 that this is what the vaccine program was, and it's right before us. So if you're injected and you've been harmed and you're suffering, the last thing you're thinking about is what's going on with Joe Biden. I mean, really, that's not important anymore in this chaos soup we're in.
Yes, absolutely. Now, let's look at some of the chaos that is causing the tremendous amount of fear. When humans fear, whether people believe it or not, it's a fact. The psychological condition of humans on Earth affects the sun. Now, the problem is that scientists who I really like to spend some time bashing them, but materialistic secular humanist scientists are complete idiots. And all they have is theories, and those theories are all supplanted every 100 years or so. So there's hardly a theory of the scientist that lasts for more than a very short period of time, speaking historically. So let's talk about the fact that they have ignored the reality that we're in another solar minimum. In other words, over a period of 50 to 70 years, you generally have 50,000 sunspots. Right now, and a few years ago when this started in this new solar cycle, we had zero sunspots for the longest period of time in the time that we have recorded the history of sunspots. So we have entered into a solar minimum. What happens in solar minimums? Well, let's look back. When Maunder discovered the solar minimum from 1645 to 1715, he and his wife, they call it the Maunder minimum. Now, this is a cycle of the sun of sunspots. Remember, with sunspots also come solar flares. With solar flares comes tremendous amount of energy, ultraviolet, light, warmth, and all the different waves that are coming from the sun do not bombard us. But when they bombard us, they create a geomagnetic field around the Earth that is extremely pronounced. So this also happened. It was called the Maunder minimum during the period I just mentioned. It was called the Sporer minimum from 1450 to 1540. It was called the Dalton minimum from 1790 to 1820. And the period from 1500 to 1850, in these times when we are seeing these minimums, that was called the Little Ice Age. And everything cooled down. And they literally experienced, particularly in the North Atlantic, a mini ice age. So most people now who are aware and awake of the fact that the sun provides all of our weather patterns, period. The weather patterns of the sun affect the 9 ocean currents, which then affect all weather on the Earth. So they're directly connected. Is anyone paying attention to this? Few people will, spout out that we're in a new Maunder minimum. Well, yes, a solar minimum. It isn't a Maunder minimum. There isn't a specific cycle. The cycle is roughly between 250 to 500 years that this happens. But the sun, as I said before, we cannot tell what the sun's going to do. Generally, the sun will change its pole, north to south, south to north, every 11 years, or in the next cycle in 22. So in 22 years, the sun can flip its poles. This doesn't create a dramatic event upon the sun. You would think that it would then create a dramatic event upon the Earth, but to a degree it does not. But there have been polar shifts. And are we entering into a new polar shift? Well, probably not. And the reason why is that this minimum right now, even though I think it was 3 years ago or so, we started to have the lowest number of sunspots ever. There was X number of days that went by, 86 days or something like. There wasn't any solar prominences or sunspots, solar flares, and that was a record. So we are into a solar minimum now. What happens with a solar minimum? One thing that is dramatic is during a solar minimum, whether it be a Sporer or Dalton or Maunder or other solar minimums, influenza goes crazy. Okay, so what do we have now? COVID is nothing more than influenza. Coronaviruses are simply influenza, period, no matter what anybody says. The man-made ones just are synthetic DNA and viruses that are created to create a bioweapon to basically depopulate the Earth, because the people who are in charge of these things, Dr. Fauci, the National Institute of Health, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and the World Health Organization through the United Nations, they want to depopulate. They are very proud of the fact that they're depopulating. They depopulated America through giving out vaccines. But right now, with the new fake vaccine for COVID, we are seeing more adverse reactions than in the entire history of vaccines. Actually, much more than that. So we get to see flu. We get to see extreme weather patterns. So flooding, as well as drought, that is normal. So this isn't chaos. There's some order to this chaos, though it can't be fully predicted because how the Earth reacts to the fear that arises from a solar minimum actually affects the sun. We and the sun are connected, and that has now been proven in a variety of ways, which I've spoken about in other audio podcasts. So the solar minimum that's going on is creating illness. It's creating weather patterns that are fantastically awful, creating volcanoes. We have as much volcano activity now as I can ever remember. And it affects geomagnetism. So the magnetic holes in the Earth that are now appearing, there are now not just a few of them in certain places. There are hundreds of them all over the Earth. And they're very, very strong, so that there is no magnetic force in the strongest places off the east coast of South America. So we get to see fantastic anomalies. Now, these anomalies could scare you to death, and they're trying to scare you to death with this COVID pandemic. But we'll get into that in a minute. So what I'm saying is, don't be scared. This is part of a cycle, and fear feeds that cycle in its negative aspects. So we need to take the chaos and make order out of it. We need to understand what causes these things. And so if you're looking at the outer planets and astrology, you have all the outer planets making hard aspects, which are challenging aspects. And anytime the outer planets are doing that, you enter into a slow movement of the outer planets, and it lasts a long time. And right now, Saturn is authority figures. That would be the president, the Congress, our leaders are squaring Uranus, which means they are having the biggest problems that you can imagine. That cycle lasts, it comes around every 28 years.
Well, Douglas, I mean, we look at all of these governors and other rhinos who've come out this last week, including, I mean, we all know that Fox News is a piece of you know what propaganda, but even their spokespeople have come out pushing the vaccines. I mean, Ron DeSantis, you're advocating genocide, and the Alabama governor, the same. These are Republicans. So everyone is being exposed for who they really are, and the hidden agendas are coming into plain sight. These agendas have always been there, but now the veils are lifted.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And when you have a hard aspect like a square, which happens with Saturn, say every 28, 30 years or so when it squares again Uranus. But when it's opposed to Uranus, in about 14 years later, you're going to have deposing of authorities. But right now, I believe that the reason that DeSantis and so many others, and that Trump again keeps saying, you know, get the shot, and Mitch McConnell, all these people coming out saying, get the shot. Why is that? That's because it has now been revealed through a variety of revelations that COVID is not what people say it is. So the Wuhan lab connection has now been made absolutely firm, and China refuses to let the World Health Organization come in and even investigate it. Remember, they refused to let them investigate to begin with, and the head of the World Health Organization through the UN is a friend of China. He's a communist, and he basically has protected China until now. But when he said, we need to investigate this, China said, go jump in a lake. It all came from America. Well, it did come from America, because we now know through Ron Paul questioning and pointing a finger at Fauci in the last two times he was testifying before Congress, and the last time he gave a criminal referral to the Department of Justice because Fauci lied, and he said he wasn't involved in paying for gain-of-function virus research in Wuhan. Well, it's beyond that. There were nine different P4 labs that were paid money directly from Fauci. But remember, Fauci is a big owner of Moderna. And Moderna look at it. It has basically in it messenger RNA. It's basically saying that he knew ahead of time that these messenger RNA fake vaccines, and now they're coming out saying that they're going to have a vaccine for AIDS, a vaccine for cancer. All of these messenger RNAs can be created very, very quickly because it's nothing more than DNA manipulation, and then they can produce this rampantly. So Fauci is a criminal. The other day, I got to hear, and it made me happy because I've said it all along, that Rand Paul called Tony Fauci a murderer.
Oh, and he big said, deal. Rand Paul and all these other Congress people, all they do is yap, yap, yap. Nothing ever happens. It's just a stage for their performance. And when he said that he was going to make a criminal referral to the DOJ, are you kidding? Do you think the people out here think that that means anything? What are they going to do? Give it to John Durham to do the investigation? Come on. We've been around the block with the swamp. We know it's very corrupt. It's not going to get cleaned up. And I don't care. I don't care about Rand Paul anymore. I certainly don't care about any of the people in Congress, Jim Jordan. In the end, they've done nothing for us except for provide a performance.
Yes, and Fauci is not going to be criminally prosecuted because you can lie to Congress. There is a law that says you can lie to Congress.
Yeah. Well, why didn't Rand Paul know that when he said, well, no, you can't lie to Congress? Oh, AIMCATs know that you can. We even have a jingle for it.
Yes, and in fact, it's the work of demons, because when you take evil, evil phantoms, evil specters, and you turn it into law, it becomes demonic, and that is what is controlling us right now. To date, I'm still waiting for anyone but us to mention the preparedness laws that create the ability for a pandemic to be called by the World Health Organization, the CDC, and the NIH, which are, in fact, the CDC is partially a private organization. The World Health Organization has already demonstrated that they have nothing, no interest whatsoever in human health. And the NIH is nothing more than a vaccine creation machine. Now, he's not going to be prosecuted. But when he said that you were responsible for the 4 million deaths, let's go into that a bit.
Well, wait, and I believe that's do, because while this theater is going on and people are being distracted this way, Joe Biden, they're getting ready to run out. I think it was like a $50 million PR campaign to get those people who are vaccine hesitant to take the vaccine because they haven't reached their target number that they need to wipe out humanity.
You would have to be insane to get that shot, knowing that your percentage of possibility for having an adverse reaction to the vaccine and or death, and I'll go into those numbers in a minute, is, what is it, 79% higher that you would be hurt by the vaccine than that the vaccine would help. And let's remember, the people who've had the vaccine still get COVID. As a matter of fact, they get COVID in a very bad way and many times die when they get it after the vaccination. So the vaccination is a bioweapon. We can go into the great details of the super paramagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles and graphene particles. And graphene is carbon. And carbon is able to go beyond the blood barrier, brain-blood barrier, into the brain and affect the striata and the caudate parts of the brain and create basically what is, instead of mad cow disease, it is mad human disease. It's called spongiform encephalitis. It also is called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, because when mad cow disease was created by the Purbright Institute in England, it actually spread to humans, and they created the name for that disease. Then they found out, well, that's a really good thing to depopulate the world. So the eugenicists, who are part of the Gates Foundation, part of all the Sappy Gavin, all these different groups, Wellcome Trust, this is Rothschild, old Rockefeller money. It's all of the biggest, richest people in the world donate to organizations like CDC and Purbright to develop bioweapons, because now World War III is not using bullets and bombs. It's using needles under the auspices of vaccines.
Yes,
and these vaccines are deadly.
And to that point, it would be no different if the government came up to your door and held a gun at your head to tell you you have to take a vaccine. That syringe is as lethal as a gun. And we have a Second Amendment to protect us against a government that is willing to kill us. And that's what this is. And so to be vaccine hesitant is to be genocide hesitant. You're hesitant about committing a type of suicide that collectively becomes genocide.
And at this point, it is voluntary. You actually sign up for an experimental drug that has not been tested on animals or humans. And if you die, there is no recourse. You no longer have insurance because you can't have insurance when you take experimental drugs, where you go into experimental drug situations.
It's worse than that. You're no longer a human being. You are now a GMO product and you're owned by a corporation.
Yes, because of the graphene oxide nanoparticles, because 5G stimulates it through internal heat to open up those nanoparticles, which are wrapped in a lipid, and then it's the delivery system that is supposed to spread an inoculation, a vaccine, throughout the whole body quite pervasively. This is insane, but if you look closely, it's completely legal. They've been doing it. The National Institute of Health and CDC has said that this is fine and that it's in all the children's vaccines. And the graphene is carbon. And carbon has the very wonderful but also peculiar characteristic that it bonds with anything practically in the body biologically. So when you get a vaccine or when you get the COVID shot, you're taking all of the graphene particles that are already inserted into our food. This has been going on for many, many years. And we've complained about this, of course, and tried to bring this to people's awareness. So it's been put in meat, it's been put in chicken, it's been put in baby food, it's been put in drinks. So you can take baby food, put it in a plastic bag, take a magnet, stroke it on the plastic bag, and down at the bottom, you'll see black particles. Those are graphene particles. Those go into our body. They are also self-organizing. So one graphene particle, because it's carbon, will bond with any other graphene particle that it can find. So it's creating actually what are kind of replicas of neural networks. And when they go beyond the blood-brain barrier and get into the head, that is exactly what they want. And they want it to affect the striatum and the caudate parts of the brain because that is where the midbrain is in control of also coordinating the forebrain to the hindbrain. It's the worst thing that you can do. It's the worst place you can put that. But also, there's the superparamagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles. Those iron oxide particles go into the blood, and it stops the blood from being able to uptake oxygen. So people who have COVID actually look like they have hypoxia, the inability to breathe. That is exactly what happens in pneumonia and in flu. These are pneumonia and flu and COVID and our respiratory diseases. But when you put superparamagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles in the body, it goes into the blood and stops the blood from clotting, goes after the platelets. It stops the red blood cells from uptaking oxygen. And then they lodge, the iron oxide particles lodge in the genitalia of men and women. And that's the reason that you're having fantastic blood disorders with women, from people who even come near the people who have these superparamagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles put in their body. All they have to do is the woman who got the shot get near another woman, and you start getting blood clotting, you start getting menstrual problems that have never been seen in history before. So there's a threefold attack going on, and that's the reason they need two shots. One of them is going to deliver the iron oxide, the other one's going to deliver the graphene oxide, one's going to go to your brain, the graphene. The iron oxide is going to go to your blood and into your genitalia so that you no longer can reproduce. These are sterilization bioweapons. This was experimented on in Africa, in a variety of countries in Africa, by Bill Gates, who literally went out and tried to inject people himself with these. He really likes to be shown holding the needle and providing these shots for free. These shots are included with Gardasil, which is a product that is supposed to stop girls from getting cervical cancer. Complete nonsense. It has killed many people. And they're also in the smallpox shot. So this is historic that AIDS itself also was laced with these things. And when they have done the DNA analysis of the synthetic man-made COVID-19, whether it's the Delta, the Lambda, by the way, there's no such thing. Every flu, every coronavirus that ever enters a human being is different than the one in the person standing next to them, even though they have the same flu, the same pneumonia, or the same COVID. Why? Because that's the nature. It actually metamorphoses in people and mutates so that the Delta is nothing more. Notice that they're able to now tell if somebody has the Delta or the Lambda. Complete nonsense. They have not even looked or released. The CDC won't even examine the true nature of the chromosome, the gene makeup of this synthetic DNA messenger RNA delivery system. So
Douglas,
they're completely
lying. I think
our
audience pretty well is up to speed. We put out just, you know, dozens and dozens of gabs every day with videos that have this important information delivered by actual physicians. So, you know, people have seen that. They know that. But what I see the concern being right now is, holy moly, where are we headed? It seems to be the end of Western civilization. We are riding the wave, so to speak. We're kind of in Bordeaux, where we see the end of this civilization, the way we knew it, which was run by the Rothschilds and the Pilgrim Society. And we've tracked that history. And it is all documented. But the history that you think you know is just indoctrination that was given to you by British textbooks in your public schools. Well, anyway, we see the end of that. But yet we can't see what is new and ahead for us. So in this soup of chaos, this place, this space in the internet that is, it's like we just sit and wait and watch. We recommend that as you're doing this so that you don't get wigged out, that you start preparing yourself. We've said this for a while, that your home, your residence, where you are becomes your bio-arc, because the whole planet is going through one heck of a roller coaster ride. A journey, and where you live in your residence is becoming your suitcase on this journey. And we don't, like Noah, we don't know how long this ride will be, but we need to be prepared, because with the collapse of the U.S. dollar, that's going to affect currencies all around the world. It's going to affect manufacturing. It's, you know, you might not even get that car that you want because the microchip never gets here. You see supply chain issues. With the weather, we're seeing food shortages coming. They're telling us that it's coming. Now, all these things are manufactured. Cyber Polygon is going to be another manufactured situation. But if they don't get you with the vaccine, they're going to get you because you're starving, or that you're in your home in the middle of winter and you didn't think about what kind of alternative energy you could have. Folks, they want to kill you. And you need to get real. Look around your home and ask yourself, what can you do to prepare yourself for the storm we are in? We are in it now, and it's just going to get rockier.
Absolutely. And if people would simply pay attention to history, whether it's looking at the Maunder minimums, the solar minimums, or whether it's looking at the fall of empires, Oswald Spengler, Jean Gebser, William Irwin Thompson, Rudolf Steiner pointed out that there is a cycle for empires. We're now in the Western empires, the focus of the advancement, because, you know, we're the ones creating all the scientific insanity that has no moral compunction in scientific discoveries. So there's no check and balance system for what's going on. So we're at the end of the Western empire, and there's a cycle that happens. We shouldn't be surprised. It has speeded up a bit, but not that much. It's already clear the depredation of morality, the annihilation of religious morality, the family unit, sexuality, you name it, economics. We're now, the World Economic Forum is completely ready for the reset. The Federal Reserve is ready for the reset. The petrodollar is ready for the reset. But that reset is trying to be controlled by those who are hanging on to globalism and the Western empire. That empire has had its day, just like Greece had its day, Rome had its day, before that the Persians, before that the Egyptians, before that, I mean, the Egyptians and the Persians and the ancient India culture, they all had their heyday and they all went through a cycle of rising and falling. We are in the falling. We are in the last stages, according to Oswald Spengler, if you look at his book, his books, and you can see that that's what's going on. That is the reason.
This so interesting and different than all the other collapses and restarts is that we're all connected through the internet. So we can have a conversation that's a global conversation to watch the entire world go through this birthing process.
Yes, and the time of monarchs was over a long time ago because we hung on in the Western world, particularly in Britain, to a monarchy, and that the monarchy cannot ever be questioned for anything they do financially, morally, socially, and that the isms that have arisen out of the British monarchy created Marxism, fascism, Nazism, it created imperialism, colonialism, and the British East India Company and the British South Africa Company and the Dutch East India Company, those were all the beginning of corporatism, which in fact is the downfall of the West, because it's not capitalism. We're not in a free market. That's complete nonsense. As long as you have a central bank, particularly the U.S. Federal Reserve, which is not what its name says it is a private banking company owned by who? The British bankers. It's nothing new. So we are in the stage where they need to reset everything, but they want to reset it to the old standards. It's not going to be reset to the new standards. And as you pointed out, the cyber polygon is simply the new pandemic. So we had World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and those were all part of the plan. That was a 200-year plan of the British imperialists to make sure that they took the social gospel, which then became socialism, and gave that to the populace and said, don't worry, we're going to give you power. Did Marxism, did fascism, Nazism ever give the common people any power? No. And who always retained the power? The elite oligarchy, which in some cases literally were the same as the aristocracy and the monarchy. So we are at the end of an empire, and we should understand that this should be expected, and that the World War III is now the pharmaceutical war upon your bloodstream and upon all aspects of your physical body, because in fact, they all agree overpopulation is the number one thing, including the World Health Organization. They want to depopulate in any way they can. So let's go into this depopulation mythology. And as long as you're understanding what we're saying, as Betsy just said, you should be aware enough that you don't allow anybody to put anything into your bloodstream, and that any food that you eat, you need to check it. Now you can check meat with a magnet, chicken with a magnet, and you can tell if the magnet sticks, it's so full of iron oxide nanoparticles that are, as I said, self-organizing. Once they get in your body, they cluster together and they expand almost as if, well, they don't need a Wi-Fi implant into your body. That's what this is. The graphene and the iron oxide cluster together, they self-organize, and they can then be measured with a variety of different instruments to see if you have what they need, which is enough of those particles in you that they can be stimulated by 5G. So you notice that in the areas that are the most affected are the first areas to have 5G put in to their country, like in Northern Italy, in a pervasive way, like in China, like in the large cities in America. Now, let's go into the lie of this pandemic. We have pointed out from the beginning that there are six laws for preparedness that the that actually create the ability to determine that there's a pandemic. Those laws are the demons that control this. Not one single politician has mentioned them, and not one single person anywhere besides us has even brought up the fact that what they're doing is 100% legal, okay? So you can't fight it. You just have to be aware of it and say, we're not going with that fascist, Marxist chaos. So if you go to the CDC, and again, some people became aware of this long after we were pointing it out, and a few people have gone into it quite clearly, but I'm going to explain this to you. Go to the CDC site and look at the chart that shows how many COVID cases there are, how many total deaths in America, how many deaths in the last, the chart shows the last 18 months, how many pneumonia cases there have been in the last 18 months, how many COVID and pneumonia cases, how many flu cases, and how many COVID, flu, and pneumonia cases. Now, why is this important? Because if you know the standard amounts, then you're going to be shocked. The standard amounts for flu each year in America, as far back as I can find on the records, is anywhere between 60 to 100,000 deaths. Right now, they state, and by the way, they changed these numbers 4 or 5 months ago, they changed the numbers from about, I think it was 60,000 down to 9,000. So right before your eyes, you can see the CDC lying to you. And they now say that in the last 18 months, there's only been 9,362 deaths from flu. That's impossible. So what did they do? They took the extra 70 or 80, they put it over into the COVID category, which they say there's 600 deaths from COVID. That's not true. The CDC came out after this was realized and people took this chart to pieces and the statistician said, you're lying with these numbers. Liars use numbers and numbers lie. So they pointed out that the numbers for death of COVID, 600,000, complete insanity. And remember, every time that a doctor or a hospital reported that there was a death to COVID, they got $13,000. Or if they had put them on an, if they put the tube down their throat, that they did this to me once when I had pneumonia. So when they intubate them, they got $39,000 if they reported it. So in other words, it was a system of paying out huge amounts of money because we're in an emergency. So endless billions of dollars have been now poured into this, including a lot of vaccines that have gone bad because they have to be kept at such a cold temperature, as well as the untold amounts of vaccines that have been sent all over the world to other countries. They count those as people who've been inoculated in America. Those are lies. So how many out of the 601,834 supposed deaths by COVID are really COVID deaths? They even had on their site, the CDC, that those numbers are untrue and that it is between 5 to 6% of that that is the real number. In other words, there have been no more than 120,000 deaths supposedly by COVID. Aha! Well, we just found out that between 60 to 70,000 of those were flu deaths that weren't recorded, or more. It could be 100,000 in 18 months. So subtract 100,000 from 120,000, and you have 20,000 deaths. Then you have the deaths by pneumonia. Pneumonia almost never goes above 120,000 in a year. It's usually 90 to 120,000, and 65% of those people got the pneumonia vaccine. Also, the flu shot each year is somewhere between, you know, 60, 90, 100,000. The worst years of flu that we had, even during swine flu, was 120,000. But 65% of the people who got flu had the flu vaccine. They actually got the flu from the vaccine. Pneumonia vaccine gives you pneumonia. So let's look at those numbers. Pneumonia, right now, they say in the last 18 months, 542,266 people have died from pneumonia. That has to be a lie. Otherwise, we would have to claim a pandemic of pneumonia in America. How did those people really die? A bunch of them died because you wear a mask. The Spanish flu, more than 50% of the people who died during the Spanish flu died because they were wearing masks, and they died of bacterial pneumonia, which looks exactly like flu and looks exactly like COVID and the Spanish flu. So that's a big lie, but you'd have to basically say, if you wanted to look at it realistically, let's say that it was the worst pneumonia year ever, then it would be no more. And that these numbers are insane to go this far out, but I want to be very conservative. 180,000 people may have died from pneumonia if it was a normal year at the worst case scenario. But now they're saying 542,000 died. I'm telling you, those are people who died because they were wearing their mask and they got pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia from their mask, not viral pneumonia. Because that's what it does. The mask traps pneumonia. Pneumonia is in the air everywhere. You breathe it into the mask. It's moist. It's warm. It develops there. It gives you pneumonia. Don't wear your mask. Okay? How about, so we know that the flu numbers are exaggerated in the opposite direction. They should be much, much higher. So you'd have to take those numbers away from COVID. If you want to look at the deaths of pneumonia, and then you want to look at the next column, which is COVID and pneumonia, they state that from COVID and pneumonia, so in other words, people were dying of pneumonia, but at the last second, they were tested for COVID. And as we know, the false positives using those bad tests, the tests are horrible. They're all almost all lies. We can see that's 300,000 people from COVID and pneumonia. So take the 300,000 COVID pneumonia, take the pneumonia deaths, add them together, and you get 842,000 people have died of pneumonia. That's more than the number they say died from COVID. And that number is so exaggerated that statistically, it is impossible for that to have happened. And then you go to the other end of the chart and you look at COVID, flu, and pneumonia, supposedly all combined. And there's the number I'm talking about. 856,400 have died from COVID, flu, and pneumonia. But we know that with 5 to 6% of the COVID deaths only being real COVID deaths, or the ones that even the CDC will say is attributable to COVID, that's 120,000. That means there's literally 730,000 other deaths from flu and pneumonia. And as we can see, those numbers are completely off the chart, cannot possibly be happening. And that doesn't count the whole thing. Then you go to the total number of deaths in America, 5,117,108 this year. Those numbers are not up one iota. They have not increased at all. They did not increase 600,000 with these new COVID deaths. Complete nonsense. As a matter of fact, it's somewhat low, the number of total deaths. Well, those include heart disease, which we know that the new fake vaccine is creating myocardia, and all kinds of heart problems, all kinds of respiratory problems. So if you took away the heart, the diabetes from that number, then you'd basically come to COVID killing nobody. The only thing that COVID is killing is when they get a direct contact with the synthetic, fake, man-made bioweapon. And that has only happened in the cases where they are sticking the swab so far up the nose that it touches the ethmoid bone, you know, on this side of the ethmoid. And what did they find out? The CDC said they sent out hundreds of thousands of these swabs and they tested them. And what did they have on the tip of that swab? The synthetic virus COVID-19. Okay? They were giving it out. And then we know that also there's the false positives, the false negatives. But the fact of the matter is, at least 100,000 of these swabs went out. They were used, and later on, people tested them and found out that they, in fact, were contaminated. So that is the direct contact that you might have had, especially for old people when they were testing them. They gave them COVID on those swabs, okay? And then with the masks, they also have graphene nanoparticles in them, which also help aid in the collection of bacterial pneumonia. So if you look at this chart, which Michael McKibben said that I should really focus on this, I've done this before, and now people have gone and they've analyzed this and they said, oh my gosh, then the CDC had to come out and say, well, only 5 to 6%, that's not a guess on their part, that is what they actually believe, 5 to 6% of the 600,000 may be COVID. Now, with the fake vaccine, that itself is a bioweapon. And we know right now that the CDC, this is a self-reporting system, and they state that it's only being reported by individuals, not by doctors, not by hospitals. People, literally, you have to find the VAERS site and go and self-report if someone died from it. Right now, they're saying that site, the Veris site, says 12,000 people have died.
Yeah, and then what they do is if you die, they remove your record and they take that number out. So we've heard this. We've seen the videos. We know what's going on, Douglas. Just let's look at the big picture. Where are we going? Where's humanity going from this?
Well, this is the chaos.
Because if you've taken the shot, that's already the bullets out of the gun there on that.
They're grasping for straws. And they're attempting to depopulate so that they can get the numbers of America down low.
They're not attempting. They are doing it.
Yes, we don't actually know.
There's no problem here. They have done it. And they have a war, and it's on several fronts. The vaccine is just one front. We're going to have to look at the other things that I named that will be also used to exterminate us. They want the conscious human being, the human being that can ascend to its angelhood, to be demised so that they can run this planet under the Rothschild banner, their plantation, without any human connection to the divine. That, you know, the thing that I saw this week that was such a tell-all is, and most people would have seen this, are the Chinese that were in the subways and the water was up to their chest. You know, they're still looking at their iPhone. They still have their mask on. They're in the subway with water up to their chest. That means that they had to walk down to that subway with all that water in there. I was appalled because what I saw were human animals. That from that perspective, there is no thinking going on. There is no critical thinking going on. They're just automatons. They had to get from place A to place B. They don't want their social credit score to be affected. And they were willing to walk into a subway, get into a subway train with the water that high and stand there and read their little mousy tongue from their iPhones and go to the next destination. This is who they want to stay on the planet, because the Chinese, those people, they will be the slaves to the Rothschilds and the Pilgrim Society. The rest of us, they have to annihilate because we think and we ascend.
Yes, it takes critical thinking to get through the chaos. We know from what you just mentioned a second ago, Betsy, 45,000 people had been reported to the VAERS, the VAERS site, that had died, and then their records are missing. So right there, that's 57,000 people have died that we know of, and that would be more adverse reactions and deaths than all the vaccines in history put together. Now, if we go to the adverse reactions, they list 400,000 people have had adverse reactions where they had to go to the hospital or they couldn't work. Some of those, they didn't die, but they're worse than death. So what we're seeing in China, where the people are walking along, all of a sudden they reach out, they hang onto a pole, and they die. And then what happens? They are paralyzed in the very shape where their hands are up and they're stiff as rigor mortis. Unbelievable. Instantaneous rigor mortis. Now, we saw that to begin with when 5G was rolled out in China. But now, looking at the VAERS adverse reactions, 400,000, remember, that's only 1 to 10% recorded and reported. That means over 1 million people have had adverse reactions. But even if you look at 400,000 people having adverse reactions and 57,000 dying, this is more than have died in some major wars. So
okay.
I'm going to close with just this one remark.
No, before you close, and just remember that another front was attacked early on. It was an attack early on our first line responders and our medical communities by hospitals and everyone being forcing the doctors and the nurses to get vaccinated. The reason for that is then when they die, there's no one to take care of you if you have the next level of sickness. Maybe it's not even related to coronavirus. Maybe it's you've got a problem with your back and you need a surgeon to look at it. Whoa, has your surgeon been vaccinated? Is he going to have a problem remembering the process when he gets you open on the operating table? I'm telling you, this thing begins to cascade out of control.
You heard that Fauci said any minute, and the FDA has said this, they're going to approve the COVID fake vaccine. Well, they can't, because there has to be a 2-year study and they're using humans in the 2-year study. So it can't possibly be approved, but the government is going to approve it because Hyde and Biden and Kamala Toe Harris are in the executive office, and because our politicians are working under the auspices of what's called falsehood politics in the post-truth age. In other words, most everything you hear from a centralized source, whether it be Silicon Valley, cardboard cutout billionaires, like their fake launches into space, which any airplane can do, and they're charging $250 million to get a seat on that. You can get in a plane and hire the plane and do it for much less and still have a weightless situation where you have 20 seconds of weightlessness, which is all they had.
Listen, all that's nonsense. It was all fake. Don't even waste time with Bezos and Virgin Airlines. And it was all fake to distract us from the Arizona, Maricopa County election rigging that was going on. I just don't want to waste time on those subjects.
So I believe that the reason that so many people have come out now is not only because Fauci was attacked, but because the FDA is going to make this fake vaccine approval any day. And when that happens, then you won't be able to stop it because there are laws in the book that say governors under a situation of a pandemic, if they still have emergency powers, they can mandate these things. They can actually hire the military, the National Guard. They can come and come. They can bring them in, come to your house, and demand that you have this FDA-approved vaccine for the sake of the security and health of all of the people around you.
And don't forget, the state of Florida still has a law. It's an old law, but it's still on the books that they can come in and force vaccinate its citizens. This is an example. And when Ron DeSantis stood up and said, no, we're not going to have the vaccine passport here, because he full well knew that taking the injection delivers the identification and the mark of the beast inside the vaccine. The passport is a distraction to see if you would be willing to do it. But once you're injected, you are already being tagged.
Absolutely. And the law says, the preparedness pandemic laws state that the executive director of the Department of Health and Human Services calls the pandemic based upon what the National Institute of Health, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and the World Health Organization tell them to do. In other words, one person in America, and that person has changed three times since the pandemic started, is the person in charge of saying we have a pandemic. And once that happens, then the governor can declare a state of emergency and bring out these draconian laws that are part of our post-truth age. So here's the deal. We're in the age of woo, the age of chaos, the decline of empire, the Western empire, and the people who are in charge want to do a reset. They want to continue in their old forms, which are dilapidated, they're disgusting, they all have to do with elite oligarchic dictatorial control. What we must do is realize that only the force of discernment, only a clear thinking mind will be able to see through this chaos. But if you can see through the chaos, you can find a path, the very path that Betsy just described, where we turn from a human into an angel in the far distant future. But we're on that path right now, the path of ascension. And vaccines attempt to wipe that out completely. DNA manipulation and this pharmaceutical war that we're in attempts to wipe out your ability to evolve properly. So now we're entering into the devolution stage of humanity. And it is scary. But if you have a clear mind and you understand that the very things that we just went over in this particular broadcast, you can find your way through.